bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
You're listening to The Father Show with Mike Thompson.
This is Mike Thompson, and I am your host for The Father Show here on Christ the King World Radio. And being your host on The Father Show has been a privilege and definitely a pleasure of mine. And today, we're just going to talk a little bit about what the show is going to be about. So it kind of gives you an idea what the upcoming shows will be and what you can be looking forward to. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about The Father Show, kind of give you a little background about it. The Father Show started last year in 2013 up in another radio station. And the show has been really successful. I was kind of surprised, nervously surprised, but really surprised on how well it's been accepted. The Father Show is a one-hour radio show that deals with fathers, men, grandfathers, sons, even daughters. But we are really concentrating on the needs of the male. Not to say that we don't want female listeners, because that is definitely not true. We have female guests. We have female listeners. We want everybody to listen to the program, because I definitely believe that no matter what race, nationality that you may be, you will get something out of The Father Show. And The Father Show is based on interviews, guests that's talking about their product, maybe their issues, and all of that, all above, really. We're going to be covering everything. And let me go through some of the previous guests that we've had on the show and even some of the topics that we have talked about and will be talking about again as we cover some of those items. In the past, we've had a show with a friend of mine who's an attorney, who's a family law attorney, Mr. Scott Goldman, the Goldman Law. And he comes in once a month to talk about laws that are pertaining to divorces, family law, child custody, things of that nature. You're absolutely, positively welcome to call in to ask him any questions. But we want to make sure that you have the answers you need in case you are in a child custody matter or going through a divorce or about to go through a divorce. But let me state something really quick on that. I am a firm believer in a family stand together if all possible. I do know and understand that sometimes that is just not going to happen. And if that's the case, that's fine. But I will say, try to keep your anger aside. And if you have kids, think about the well-being of your kids going through this divorce, because it might be hard on you as a parent, but I'm going to tell you, it's a lot harder on your kids to go through this divorce. And if the parents are bickering among each other or putting the kids in the middle of the divorce, is even worse, and it really makes it hard on the kids. So we please don't do that. But some of the other things that we will talk about, I have a good friend of mine, Beatrice Bruno, who is called the Drill Sergeant of Life. She is a motivational speaker. I've had her to come on. Jendai Harris, who is another relationship counselor, and she'll be on. I'm going to try to get her on again. But we've had great guests. We will be talking about men's health, men's we'll look at the men's health, men's attitudes, men's needs, and we want to make sure we cover all the gamuts, whether even if it's for your kids. We've had guests to come on, psychologists to come on and talk about the effect of a divorce on a kid, or if a kid is having, you know, bullied at school and how you can help with that. We've had some other therapists to come on and talk about all different subjects pertaining to family in general. Whether there is a loss in a family, how will the kid deal with that? How can you as a parent help a child deal with that? So we're going to cover just a multitude array of subjects, and nothing to me is really off limits. I know this is Christ the King World Radio, but we will talk about a man as he is pertaining to God and his religion, and sometimes we won't. We will be mainly making sure that we are providing a service and information that men and their families need. So with that, we are just going to continue on building up on that. If you would like to provide suggestions for the show, you can actually reach me on LinkedIn. You can also reach me on Facebook, and you can always send in suggestions. And you can go to our website, which is www.thefathershowrp.org, and you can say, I want to send an email to Mike, and you can just send me an email. Let me know that there's some subjects that you would like to hear that we haven't covered or are about to cover. But if you have an idea, please forward over to it. We'd love to have it. We'd love to be able to provide you with the questions and the answers that you need that's going to help you get through whatever situation that you may be in. With that said, I'm going to talk about, let's see, I guess if some people want to know who I am, and let me kind of tell you a little bit about myself. I am I have been a single dad for 11 years, been married and divorced twice. So a lot of the things that some men have gone through that I can pretty much talk about it. I've had a great divorce where it was easy, amicable, and we did it together. And I've had a very nasty divorce where all heck broke loose. So I can talk about both ends of that spectrum and let you know about it. I have two kids. A boy and a girl. I have another son that I have been mentoring for probably 10 years now. And so he is counted as one of my kids, and just got married a year ago, and with a beautiful young lady that has brought in three kids of her own. So all together we have six. Being the oldest is 24 and the youngest is 16. And so we are very blessed. All the kids do get along, and that is a miracle in itself. But we are blessed to have all the kids great get along. Her kids like me and my kids like her. So can't really beat that. And we'll talk about that as well. We're definitely will have a discussion on blending families, because I know that's a hard thing to do. I got blessed with having a great opportunity and great kids. They get along very well, but that is not always the case. And like I said, I was single dad for 11 years and my daughter didn't like anybody. So I can tell you all about it as we're going along. But I'm also a motivational speaker. I speak under the caption of Marching to Greatness. I have a nonprofit organization called the Father Show Resource Program, which you will hear a little bit about in a few minutes. And also have another nonprofit organization called the Choice Program, which you will hear a little bit about later on in the show. And I was, but kind of give you a background of born in Houston, Texas, lived all over the world. My dad was in the military, in the Army, and so we traveled quite a bit. I think the longest I stayed in one particular place was probably a year and a half. So we were up and moving quite a bit. I spent a lot of my summers in Houston. No matter where we were, I would get on a plane at the end of the school year and fly to Houston and spend the summer with my relatives there. So I really enjoyed that. So people ask me, what is my home? My home is Houston. That's where most of my relatives are. That's where most of my memory is of growing up is in Houston. So I love the place to visit. And that's where I probably always call home. But I've been living in Denver, Colorado ever since the age of 11 years old. And that has been a blessing. Unfortunately, when we moved here, my dad got stationed in Fort Carson up in Colorado Springs, got sick and was rushed down here to Fitzsimmons and unfortunately died when I was 11 years old. And for whatever reason, my mother decided to stay right here in Denver. And it took me a long time to like Denver. I think after I got older and grown, I was able to enjoy and appreciate what Denver has to offer. But as a kid, you know, I was into music in Denver, Colorado for the R&B scene. Wasn't happening. So I would go home to Houston and I'll hear about music and hear music that Denver hasn't even heard yet, hasn't even made it up here. So I think that was part of the reason why I didn't particularly care about Denver so much, but it was just the music scene. But I stayed here, graduated from TJ out in 1976. And I think I just gave my age away, didn't I? Oh, well, that's all right. But, had a great time, went to college, went down to Grambling State, Louisiana, majored in music, minor in business and accounting. I really had a great time and still made it back to Denver and have been living here ever since. So it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun, and I've met a lot of great people here, and I'm really enjoying my life right now here in Denver, Colorado. Now, I do a lot of different things and get involved with a lot of community activities. And my passion is about fatherhood, and my passion is about the kids and making sure the kids are growing up and having the opportunities that they deserve and the opportunities that they want. So, and we'll talk more about that coming up in a couple of segments, but the Father Show and the Father Show Resource Program will show you how that ties in. And we'll let you know a little bit more about all the things that we've been coming up. But right now, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and we'll talk about the Father Show and the Father Show Resource Program and how the two tie in together. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to talking with you here shortly. God bless.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Delmar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. for our Sunday praise and worship service. Our teachings are biblically based and our worship fresh and exciting. If you're in the Denver metro area, visit us in person or visit us online at kcconline.org. Join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for the Kingdom Connection Christian Center Sunday praise and worship service.
Hallelujah.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Now back to the Father Show with Mike Thompson.
You're listening to The Father Show with your host, Mike Thompson. And before I took our last break, we were talking about The Father Show, and I was telling you that I'm going to let you know how The Father Show and The Father Show Resource Program blends in together and they work together. So as I was talking about earlier, The Father Show is about a men's program, a men's show, family show. We're going to talk about men's health. We're going to talk about men's needs. We're going to talk about men's wants and how to, you know, keep your marriage alive, how to have a better relationship with your kids, how to get the things or to do what on Valentine's Day, give you different ideas, give you different opinions, different point of views. And part of the things that we'll talk about is, you know, say we bring up a subject. I know we've talked about in the past, we've talked about addictions and either sexual addiction, alcohol, drugs, or whatever. And when we're doing our show, we have a nonprofit organization called the Father Show Resource Program. And you can reach us at www.thefather.show, R as in resources, P as in program, .org. And you can go there and you can find resources and a list of places that can help you in your area, because we're in all 50 states. So even if you don't live in Denver, Colorado, that's okay. You can find resources in Connecticut, Colorado, Florida, Illinois, California. It doesn't matter. We're always looking for those resources that can help men in their day-to-day lives. And some of the resources that we have, and I read off a few of them, there's child care, there's counseling, and that's counseling either for your kids or for yourself, or for you, even for your wife, for that matter. We want to make sure that it's not just for men. We want to take care of the whole family and make sure that a father, if his wife needs a little counseling, maybe to dealing with a death in the family, maybe she's had some childhood trauma that she's never really gotten over and she needs some counseling. We want to make sure that you get that counseling and you get the help that you need and your husband can actually help you find it. We have child support. We have divorce. As I stated earlier, addictions, education, family, fatherhood programs, finance, kids' activities, legal service, maids and nanny, mediation, single fathers, and step parenting. And with that list, if you don't hear anything that is pertaining to you, but you do have a need, you can still go to our website at www.thefathershow.org and send us an email and let us know that you are looking for a particular resource that can help you and probably will help other men, because I guarantee you, if you're going through it, somebody else is going through it as well. You are not alone, and you are not out there on the island all by yourself, even though it may feel that way. But I guarantee you there's other men that are going through the same thing that you are. So if you have an idea, let us know, and we'll see if we can find some resources and get it up on our website as well. So the resources are built, and we are looking for resources all the time. So even if you know, if you hear this program and you are, say, a counselor, or say you provide a fatherhood program for young men or men, and you want to get it listed on our website, just go to our website at www.thefathershowrp.org and go about halfway down the page and it says list my resource. And you can go ahead and click on that, fill out the form yourself, and have your information listed on our website. It does have to go through an approval process, which is very simple, but you will have more than likely get your resources on our website so other men can find you. So please, if you know of any or if you need some, let us know and we'll try to get that up there for you. And some of the stuff, like here in Denver, we have family services, and one of them is parenting by a Douglas County Parenting Coalition. And they are here located in Parker, Colorado. We have Dominican Sisters Home Health Agency. And that is another one that provides free quality in-home care and health retire services to the uninsured and underinsured, poor, strict, and elderly in the Metro Denver area who are without the financial resources to afford the necessary care. So you can see that we are not just talking about helping the men and helping the father. You know, the men, we all have mothers, and your mother might be going through or need some help, or even your father for that matter, maybe need to be put in a healthcare place where they can get their, you know, better care for them. And we want to take a little burden off of you and provide you with resources that can help you with that as well. Fatherhood programs. We have some great fatherhood programs. We got Boot Camp for New Dads that's here located in Denver. And we have Garfield County Department of Human Services. We have Men Behaving Dadly, and that's Dadly, not Badly, Dadly with a D. And that is ran by a good friend of mine that is Nathan O'Neill. And Nathan used to actually be with the Colorado, Denver, Colorado, what is that? The Denver, Colorado Human Services, I will say. And he was there, also has been a part of the Bush and Obama's fatherhood initiative. So great guy, very knowledgeable, and he'll be on the show as well. But he has a program that helps dads get their kids. And so it's a great program. So if you are a young father that is looking or having a battle with your ex and you need some lessons on how to be a father, because it's not easy, and you can actually call Nathan O'Neill or Men Behaving Dadly. And matter of fact, let me give you his number. You can reach him at 855-MAD-MBD-DADS, and that's 855-623-3237. And let him know that you heard about him on the Father Show, and so that he can know where his advertising and his listing is being heard. So, yeah, but I know, for instance, the Father Show Resource Program, we put on a Father of the Year event every year, and one of his candidates that went through that his program actually won the Father of the Year, hands down. All three judges picked him, and we're going to talk about the Father Show Father of the Year event in a segment down the way. But it is a great program. Excuse me. It's a great opportunity for our organization to recognize men that are doing a great job in their as a father, as a member of the community, and so forth. So, but Men Behaving Dadly was their nomination. All the three judges who do not know each other, who do not sit together and pick out their winner, they are kept unanimous and they are kept separate. and their results are sent in to us. But all three judges that particular year picked this young man that was just really unbelievable. Single young man, little, I think he was 23 years old, in the Air Force, if I remember correctly. And he wanted to, he found out about his nieces being put in foster care, and he did not want that to happen. So he stepped up, decided that he wanted the kids. The court wanted him to jump through some hoops. He had a better way of putting it, the nicest way I can. But they wanted to make sure he jumped through some hoops before he got custody of those kids. And so he went to Men Behaving Dadly. They made sure that he was able to get his kids or his nieces and raise them on his own. He actually, and they were under 5 years old. I think one was five and one was only months old. But this young man stepped up to the plate, got custody of the girls, and have been raising them on his own and being a single man in the military. So we applauded him greatly for the work that he was doing. So those are some of the things that the Father Show Resource Program does. We are having a newsletter coming out, and you can be able to find that on the Facebook page, the Father Show Resource Program. And you can also go to our website and find a blog, and that will be coming out, I think, in September. We'll have our blog, and we'll be doing that every month. We'll be talking about what's coming up on the show. We'll be letting you know what's going on in the community and around the United States dealing with fathers and men. And it's going to be a great newspaper. I'm looking forward to it. We'll have a legal corner so that you can get some legal advice or some knowledge. And we have also a health corner as well. So we'll be talking about men's health because that is important. So with that said, anytime that you need to go to the Father Show and you need some resources, go to the Father Show Resource Program website. And as we're talking on the Father Show, we will be directing you to the Father Show Resource website. And so you can find those resources and get the help that you may need to make your life a little easier. So you're listening to the Father Show, and we are here on Christ the King's radio, and we'll be
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services in the Denver metro area. Call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Now back to The Father Show with Mike Thompson.
Well, welcome back. You are listening to The Father Show and with your host, Mike Thompson. And we are talking about today what The Father Show is going to bring to you and what does it mean to you. So the last segment, we were talking about how The Father Show and The Father Show Resource Program tie in together. So I'll let you know a little bit more about The Father Show Resource Program and how we, some of the things that we do. And I know I mentioned in the last segment that we have once a year, we have a Father of the Year event. And I want to tell you a little bit about that because we are gearing up for the 2015 Father of the Year event. So what we do, we honor men in the Denver, Colorado, I should say all over Colorado. We honor men that have stepped up to the plate, which is our theme. And these men are nominated throughout the state of Colorado by co-workers, friends, neighbors, kids, and friends, anybody can nominate someone that they know that is doing an outstanding job raising their kids, being a part of the community. And in the past, we've had categories for, We had our first few years, we just had the Father of the Year event, and we just honored someone that was nominated for being an outstanding father, whether married, single, divorced, didn't matter, but just as long as he was a good father and was stepping up to the plate and still making sure he was part of his kids' lives. Because we know so many times, and trust me, I do understand, but I know that sometimes when men are going through a divorce, we sometimes will say, if it gets too hard or if it gets too nasty, we'll just walk away from the kids, thinking that it will help make it easier on the kids, also make it easier on yourself. So, I'm just going to be honest, and I'm going to put it out there, so you don't kill somebody, whether it's yourself or whether it's your ex-spouse or whatever the case may be, you need to walk away and say, you know what, I'm done with it. And sometimes that's really hard. I've been there. Like I stated earlier, I went through a very nasty divorce, and I know how that edge and that feeling and the agony and the pain and all that can get to you, and you sometimes want to do things that you normally just would not do, wouldn't even think about doing. But sometimes, when a man gets pushed back into a corner, he's going to come out fighting. It's just like anybody else for that matter. You put an animal and you back them up to the corner, well, they're going to back up for so long and then they're going to come out fighting. And sometimes men, we do the same thing. And the Father of the Year event is really honoring those dads that have made it through that, in a sense, if they've been divorced or they're still married with their spouse and they're having a great time, whatever the case may be. But we just wanted to honor the father of the men for being outstanding fathers. So a couple of years ago, we added some more categories where we are doing Father of the Year, Grandfather of the Year, Single Father of the Year, Young Father of the Year, to somebody that is under 25 years old, Mentor of the Year, and Military Father of the Year. So we get those nominations. They are passed on to judges. And as I alluded to earlier, the judges don't know each other. They don't even know who else is judging the contest. They get the nomination forms, and they are asked to read an essay question, look at the information that was provided, and pick their first, second, and third winner picks for that category. So that's all they're asked to do. Then they send those results back to me, and I populate them. So even my board and even the planning committee have no idea who the winners are. I'm the only person that knows. Being the founder and the CEO, I think it's part of my responsibility to make sure that it's done fairly and properly. And I don't even read the essays as they come in. I send them right off to the judges. I don't put my two cents in. I don't look at them. I don't want to look at them. I don't want to know until the end when I get the results. Then I will take a look at, you know, the essay itself. Not to change anything, but it just gives me an idea why they picked that particular person, and that's it. You know, so it's a great opportunity for you as a family member to nominate the man in your life for being an outstanding dad or being an outstanding father or mentor or whatever, grandfather for that matter. And you can let him know that you appreciate all the things that he has done for you and a lot of times for others. So that Father of the Year event is a great opportunity. And once what we do is once we have received all the nominations, we like to say they go to the judges. The judges read over the essays. They send their top three picks of each category that they're asked to judge back to me. We send out an invitation to the nominees and let them know that they have been nominated for what category, and they are invited to come to our Father of the Year event, which is usually held on the Saturday of Father's Day weekend. And this, it's been a formal event. It's been last year we had a golf tournament, and so it was a more casual event, but it's a dinner, luncheon, where you get to come. This year for 2014, we actually had Reggie Rivers, a former Bronco player who is an outstanding motivational speaker. He was our keynote speaker. And I had another good friend of mine, Ian Humphrey, who is also a motivational speaker, kind of like a trend here. But Ian is a great guy. He knows fatherhood, and he also does a youth program in schools as well, and he speaks to youth quite a bit. But Ian came in, and he was our MC for the event, and we give out an award for each category for the winners of that particular category. And just to, you know, we want to make sure that these men are known, know that they're appreciated. You know, we hear so much about Mother's Day. Nothing wrong with that. We all have a mother, and I do appreciate mine. Unfortunately, she is gone, but I did appreciate my mother quite a bit and loved her tremendously. So, but we already know that a lot of things happen for Mother's Day, and not too much goes on for Father's Day and for men. So the Father Show Resource Program and the Father Show decided we were going to step up and we're going to do something for men on Father's Day. And so we honor them with an award for stepping up to the plate. And if you go to our website, the Father Show Resource Program website, you can actually see previous winners. And I haven't posted 2014 winners yet, but they will be coming up here real soon. I just have been swamped with a lot of things, but that will be up here pretty soon. And you get to see who the winners have been. Some of the winners have been just fantastic men. They're outstanding. I've read some of the essays and some of the information about these fathers, and I'm blown away. You know, I work with fathers, and I talk with fathers all the time, and some of these men are just really outstanding. I mean, the things that they are doing. I know one father, he actually had adopted a bunch of kids, him and his wife, and they've been raising those kids on their own, doing it by themselves. And he's really taken in a lot of kids just, you know, from the kindness of his heart. So, you know, it's great to see that a man that is out there, and we are allowed to honor a man that is doing such great work in the community We've had other fathers that are now on the board that have won Father of the Year. That one was just a young man that was great in his kids' lives, always active, always there for him. And he really, being the age that he was, it was really nice to be able to award him Father of the Year and, you know, and really recognize him for the work he's doing. So I just met with our 2014 Young Father of the Year, and he's a young man that is a single dad. Him and the mother get along very well. They're working together to raise their 7-year-old son, and I was very pleased to be able to honor him with an award for doing just the right thing. You know, I know when I was a single dad, people used to ask me a lot of times, well, how did you do it? And it was like, really? What do you mean, how? It's just, it's very easy. You get up in the morning, you put both feet on the ground, and you get to working. It's no big deal. Mother's been doing it for years. Who's to say a father can't? And I've known and had great men in my life that have been great fathers. My best friend, who unfortunately passed away, used to be a Denver Bronco player. He was a linebacker and a big guy. I used to tell him, don't stand next to me because you make me look too small, and I'm 6'1 and 195 pounds. And he still made me look like a little kid. But Aaron Smith was a great young man, and I watched him fight for his daughter. Matter of fact, him and I were fighting for our daughters at the same time. That's how we actually even became friends, and we ended up being best of friends. And I watched him do many, many things to make sure his daughter was okay. I used to laugh, and I used to tell Aaron, I said, look, you know, you can't let everybody know that you braid your daughter hair, because, you know, then they're going to expect all of us men to be able to do that, and I can't do it. But he would braid his daughter hair. I remember his daughter and my daughter put makeup all over him and had him come out dressed up, and he just had a ball, and I was cracking up to see this big old guy dressed up and with makeup on. It was really just funny. So, you know, there's a lot of good men out there, and we want to make sure they're recognized and make sure that the world knows that not all fathers are bad, not all men are bad, and there are some good ones, there are some bad ones, just like there are some great women and there are some bad women. It doesn't matter, but we want to make sure that we honor those that are doing the right things. So be listening out for your chance to start nominating someone for Father of the Year. That is going to be coming up, I would say, probably in another month or two. We will start taking nominations, and I will be announcing it here on the Father Show. So stay tuned. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Choice program that the Father Show Resource Program does, and the Father Show, and we'll let you know how you can donate and keep making sure this program stays on. But you're listening to Christ the King World Radio, and that's ctkradio.org, a family-friendly radio station, and we'll be right back.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, please call us at 720-275-1355.
The Kingdom Connection Christian Center, 10680 Delmar Parkway, Aurora, Colorado, invites you to join us every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. in the Rocky Mountain time zone for our Wednesday night Bible study. Visit us in person if you're in the Denver metro area, or view the entire service online. A link has been made available on the Spotlight page at our website, www.ctkradio.com. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah. Bringing light unto a dark world.
Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Now back to the Father Show with Mike Thompson.
To the Father Show and with your host, Mike Thompson. And I'm so glad to have you join us today. And we have been talking about the Father Show. We've talked about the Father Show resource program. We have talked about the Father of the Year event. And the one other program that the Father Show Resource Program and the Father Show does is called the Choice Program, which is a kindergarten through 12th grade program for boys that, and let me change that. I keep saying it for boys because for the last 7 years, it was just for boys. But this year, through the help of a good friend of mine, Beatrice Bruno, who I mentioned earlier, who's the drill sergeant of life, she is going to, and she actually was a drill sergeant in the Army, she is actually going to do a girl version. For many years while I was doing a choice program, and let me back up a little bit. The choice program, like I said, is a K through 12 program, and we are teaching kids about making the right choices in life. It's a motivational mentoring and life skill program, and we're letting them know that they have choices, and the choices that they are making today are going to dictate how their life turns out. So we go into the school either. Normally, we try to do at lunchtime, and we bring in lunch for the kids. And I usually speak, and then for the first week of the month, and then we have a guest speaker to come in for the rest of the month. We have people from the NFL, the NBA, the hockey team, the soccer team. We have people from businesses around the community, around the state. We have counselors and we have therapists. We have a financial planners to come in to talk to them and to let them know that the choices that they are making are going to dictate how their life turns out. And some of these athletes, it's great to have them to come in because they can tell the kids how the choices that they made has gotten them to where they are. And in some cases, we've had athletes that come in and they've talked about the choices that they made that did not get them to where they wanted to be. And that's important. That's the thing that we want to make these kids understand, that, you know, getting into a game, what does that look like? Where is that going to end up? Where will you possibly and more likely end up at? We want athletes to understand that, you know, you can give 50%, you can give 75%, and you have that idea, say, hey, I want to be in the NFL or the NBA or the NHL, and you can't do that giving only 50%. You have to give 100%, 110%, you know, that like the old story with Michael Jordan, you know, he gets cut from his high school basketball team and he goes out and just works and end up becoming the number one best NBA player in the world. So, you know, you can't half-ass do it, excuse my language, but you can't just, you know, sort of do it. You can't just think about doing it. You have to get out there and do it. And we're teaching these kids just that. And I'm looking forward to this year. We're going to be in Axel Academy over in Aurora here in Colorado. And I'm looking forward to it. We're having the girls and the boys. We're doing middle school. And this will be the first time we've been in middle schools. In the past, we've been in high school. So I'm really looking forward to expanding out to a middle school. And next year, hopefully get into an elementary school, because my goal is to follow these kids from elementary all the way through high school and let them, you know, kind of mentor them all the way through and make sure they understand the importance of an education, that the importance of staying away from drugs, the importance of doing what your mom and dad tell you to do. as long as that's in the best interest. So the Choice Program is a great program, and I'll be telling you about it. You have some guests that will come on the show, on the Father Show, to talk about the Choice Program, to talk about their lives and how their life was impacted by having a father or not having a father in their life. And that could be girls, that could be guys. It doesn't really matter, because it affects kids. Whether you're male or female, not having your father in your life affects the kids. And we want to make sure that parents know, both mothers and fathers know, the importance of each other in their kids' lives. So that's a little bit about the Choice Program. As we go on, you'll hear more about it. But the Father Show, just so you know, some of the subject lines that we'll be talking about is a child's life with a gay parent, a father's role. We'll be talking about HIV, anger management. We'll balancing work and home. And we know that's an issue a lot of times with fathers. They feel like they got to bring all the bacon at home. And, you know, by the time they get home, the last thing they want to do is play with the kids. Well, you got to leave a little bit of energy left over so that you can have time with your kids, because they want to have time with you. So you just can't go to work and then come home, prop in a chair, have a beer, watch TV, and call it a day. No, you need to spend some time with your family. And we'll talk about that. Bonding with your newborn, dating, diabetes, father's legal service, and father's legal rights, like I mentioned earlier, health care, home fix-up, home grooming. I remember we didn't get to this, but we're going to internet dating. And I want to have, I got a great show that we're going to have coming up, and it's going to be a roundtable discussion with men and women and the dating scene and how that works and what women look for and what men look for. So, stay tuned for that. We'll be talking about investings. We'll talk about kids with ADHD and ADHD. So there is an array of subjects that we're going to be talking about to make sure that we are providing you with the subject matter and the topics that's going to help you and to help somebody that you know. I love one is talking about Parkinson with Al and Michael J. Fox. And, we know that Robin Williams, who I adored, I really loved the man. I think he was just a great comedian. And from my understanding, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and maybe, just maybe, we don't know for sure if that was one of the reasons why he took his life. But, it's a subject, when you're talking about health, it's really a subject. And I've been blessed. I got married last year, and my wife's a nurse, and I'm really blessed on that part, because I see a lot of men going through some health issues, and I'm blessed to have somebody that can help me through any issues that I may have. But, we'll be talking about our health, and we'll have nurses and doctors to come in and give you some ideas about how you can take better care of yourself, because we need to be around for our kids, and we need to be around for our wives and our family. And we can't do that if we're not paying attention to our health. So stay tuned to the Father Show. We're going to cover just an array, and we're going to have some great guests. I have a friend of mine that is going to be coming on, and Clarence Lee. And Clarence is going to be talking about his life not having his daughters and being a part of their life as they were growing up and reuniting with at least one of them out of the two. And it's a really heartwarming story that is going to really touch your heart. And I know there's a lot of men out there that have lost contact with their family and their kids for whatever reason. And we want to bring that to light, because I want women to understand how important a father is to his kids. And I know we hear it all the time where, women say, oh, I can raise them on my own. And yes, you can. But is that in the best interest of your child? And I can guarantee you it's not. Not unless the father is a, you know, molester or child abuser or things of that nature. You know, if he's a good man, whether you really like him or not, that's not really important, is how he treats his kids. And if he's doing well with his kids, then that's what's important, and that's what's important to the kids. If there's something that you don't like about them, that's okay too. But, you know, let your kids grow up, and they'll make their own decision, and they'll make their own choice, and they know if a father or a mother, for that matter, is a good parent. And sometimes, you know, they're misguided by words of another parent, and you don't want to do that. Let them kids make up their own mind. So that's what's coming up on the Father Show. I'm so glad that you have decided to join us, and I look forward to having you every week listening to talk, calling in to letting us know your point of view on the Father Show, what we can do to make it better, how we are impacting your life, and whatever else we need to do to make sure that you are getting the information that you need. So this is Mike Thompson, and I'm the host of the Father Show, and I am so glad to be here on Christ the King World Radio, and that's ctkradio.org, and it is a family-friendly radio station, and I'm so glad to be here, and I'm so glad that they have offered an opportunity for me. So thank you so much. I look forward to talking with you, hearing from you, and listening to you. God bless. Have a great week. Thank you for joining us. This is Mike Thompson with The Father Show.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.